Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Patriots Monday, and Boomer Esiason is brought to you this week by McFarland Energy, the region's most dependable provider of home heating oil delivery, as well as expert HVAC services at McFarlandEnergy.com. By Shaw's and Star Market, look for the new lower prices every day tags throughout the store and save on the items that you buy most. By Town Fair Tire, for the best prices on tires. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. And Boomer is brought to you by your New England Chevy dealers. Together, let's drive. Hey, Boomer.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Victory Monday. How does it feel?
Much better than it did last week. And it was really, minus that first Panthers drive, it was really all phases of the game for the Patriots yesterday.
100%, man. And I think Mike Vrabel alluded to that after the game. He wanted to point out some of the guys that, you know, didn't, you know, like shine like, say, Steph Diggs or Drake May did. I mean, it was a little bit of everything. It was offense, defense, special teams for sure. I mean, it was a beatdown, total control over Carolina. Now, this is one of the reasons, guys, why I still think they're going to have a very good record this year when you look at their schedule. I know next Sunday night's going to be a tough one in Buffalo, but after that, if they don't win four to those, say, three or four out of the next five games, I would be shocked. I mean, I think this team is a really good team, but I think their schedule lends them to be a very good team, and they should be able to build some confidence here now.
Well, one of the guys that he went out of his way to praise post-game was Pop Douglas, who we talked a lot about with you last week, and yep. We talked to Pop Douglas on Friday on this show. And so I feel like, I don't know if you agree or not, but that's one of the things about Mike Vrabel that I really like is when guys are down, he goes out of his way to pick them up and does it publicly.
Yeah, I know Bill Belichick didn't do that. I mean, you know, he didn't have any feelings for anybody. And I thought Jermaine could probably speak to that better than any of us can. I hate you. You suck. You can't walk. But I appreciate Mike. That's Mike the player talking too. I think he understands because he was a player that there were things that he probably did in games that nobody ever spoke about, but his teammates knew about. And it's nice to be able to give some praise to some guys that normally don't get it and maybe who are struggling. And when they don't struggle or they make a big play, he's not afraid to actually point that out. And that's a good thing for morale in the locker room as well.
Well, Boomer, sometimes you know where you stand with Bill when he treats you like that. So it's always sometimes it's a little bit better than to get yo-yoed around. When you look at Josh McDaniels and what he was able to do again with calling a very good game plan for Drake May, how important is it going to be for him to consistently week in and week out make sure he's doing so many things that take advantage of Drake May's athleticism?
All right, so one of the things about this game as opposed to last week was the lack of turnovers. And that's from Drake May, that's from Ramondre Stevenson, that's from everybody. I mean, they didn't have any turnovers yesterday. It's one of the reasons why, you know, that they won as convincingly as they did. He's going to have to throw for more than, you know, 17 attempts. You know, yesterday was one of those games where he didn't really have to do much, but when he did do something, he made the right reads, he made the right plays. You know, next week at Buffalo is going to be a little bit different. He's probably going to have to throw more. There's going to be more chances for, you know, interceptions and things of that nature. But he can't go in scared. He's got to play aggressive. I mean, you know it. I know it. Playing in Buffalo is really, really difficult. And even though, you know, they kind of slept, walked through a win yesterday against New Orleans, they're going to be ready for New England. They'll be ready for Drake May, just like they were ready for the Jets in week two. So, I think it's a good thing to build on, and I thought he played a smart game yesterday. I thought Josh McDaniels called a really smart game, but he's going to have to do more at that position if they're really going to become a playoff team. And it really starts next Sunday night. Let's see how he plays on the road at Buffalo, and let's see if he can lead his team to a win against, I think, a very suspect Buffalo defense, by the way.
Good time to get this week's Drake take from you, presented by your New England Chevy dealers. Together, let's drive. Did you like the Drake homage to Cam Newton with the Superman touchdown celly yesterday?
Wow. Boomer. I mean, these kids are all wrapped up into the emotions of the game these days. And I mean, I didn't really ever do something like that, but that doesn't mean that these guys can't do something like this today. Yeah. And I think it was great. And I think that's what you do when you have fun and you're winning and you can celebrate. And we really shouldn't make too much out of it. I don't think the Carolina Panthers were thinking too much about this simply because they got their asses kicked. So yeah. What I'm more impressed with, instead of the celly, is the 74% completion percentage. That's the second best in the last four games of a season in New England history. 2007, Tom Brady had a 79% completion percentage, minimum of 100%. So if he completes his passes at this level and does not throw interceptions, that's winning football from the quarterback.
You're actually friends with the original actor who played Superman, George Reeves. Is that correct?
No, I'm not. I know who he is, but I'm not.
It was it was the radio serial in 1941, wasn't it?
The Adventures of Superman.
You know, Greg, I'm not as old as you are, so just back off.
Boomer, I'm 58. You're older than me.
But I don't look as old as you do.
That's a good point.
All right. You got me there.
By the way, can I ask you guys a question? I don't know. Yeah. I don't probably shouldn't be doing this, but who was working with Jim Nance yesterday?
I don't know. Great question.
That was Tony Romo, but it didn't look like him.
What happened to his hand? Did you see what he had the football in his hand, Boomer? His right hand was like swollen with, it was bizarre.
Yeah, I don't know what, he just looked different to me. I don't know, he might have had some work done or something. I'm serious, I'm not trying to be funny. I'm not trying to be funny. It was obvious.
It was bizarre. It was shocking when they went up to the booth. I was like, because he sounded the same, but he looked totally different.
All right, so I did not see things. In other words, we saw the same thing.
Yes, Boomer. Absolutely.
It wasn't your television.
I thought maybe my television was wrong. Yeah, something was streaming, you know?
Yeah. Boomer, you bring up the completion percentage for Drake May, and you look at the last 3 weeks. He's been pretty good, even better than against the Panthers. How much do you need to take into account that it is against the Panthers and the Dolphins, and how much do you need to take into account that Drake May is changing, growing, getting better?
I think he is getting better. There's no question about it. But, you know, he hasn't played a top-flight defense yet. When I look at their schedule, I'm like, how the hell are they not 4-0? I mean, that's what I really think about, that they lost some opportunities against Vegas and Pittsburgh that they probably would love to have back. I guess Pittsburgh probably played one of their better defensive games this year, along with this weekend against the Vikings. But, like I said, this is going to be a really good test for him Sunday night at Buffalo. You know, Buffalo's defense really smothered the Jets 2 weeks ago. I could see them trying to employ that game plan a little bit more. But the one thing that Drake does have on his side, and I keep saying this, is that he does have Josh McDaniels calling the plays. And as long as Josh is there calling the plays, he's always going to have a chance to have a solid game like yesterday, because they want balance. And the fact that six guys scored touchdowns in a game is really amazing when you think about it, because that normally doesn't happen.
Boomer, obviously, Sunday night game, we've been alluding to it with the Bills and the Patriots. Where are you on the Drake May, greatest comp is Josh Allen, and do you think that that is an accurate comparison for a Drake May's quarterback style?
No, I don't think so. I think Josh, when he came into the league, was like a bucking bronco. Like, he just wanted to run with it, to dive over people. And I know Drake has similar traits, but you know, Josh is at the top of the food chain when it comes to playing quarterback in this league. I mean, he can do anything whenever he wants on the field. And there are very few players that I could say that about. I would say that Patrick Mahomes has that ability. Lamar has that ability, and that's about it. I mean, that's lofty praise. That's a lofty comp, no question about it. He's got a long way to go before he gets there. But I think it's size, and I think it's athleticism, and I think they're going to be saying the same thing about Jackson Dart down here in New York, because they saw him running with the ball yesterday, Brian Daboll's calling the plays, and the next thing you know, everybody wants to compare somebody to Josh Allen. I understand physically the attributes, but I don't necessarily know that he's just there yet.
You brought up Nance and Romo in that game. Patrick Mahomes is back. Can we say that?
Well, Xavier Worthy was back, so that certainly helped. But the Baltimore defense is a disaster, guys. I mean, it really is, and this has always been their calling card. They had one of the best run defenses over the last 10 years in the NFL, and now all of a sudden, they're missing Matabuke yesterday, one of their very talented defensive tackles. With him out, all of a sudden, you know, their run defense is just horrendous. And I just think that Kansas City bullied them all over the field. And Kansas City does have a top five defense in the NFL. That I will say. Them and Cleveland. I think Pittsburgh is starting to rise. The Rams have a pretty damn good defense. So I would say that I wouldn't say that he's arrived again, but I would say this morning he probably still feels like the boss of the AFC.
Boomer, you said you're shocked on how the Patriots shouldn't be 4-0. So then I asked the question after watching a lot of games. You brought up Cleveland, who, you know, beat the Packers a couple weeks ago. Who in the AFC is really the cream of the crop? Because watching the Baltimore-Kansas City game, and, you know, my expectations were Baltimore were going to be a Super Bowl contender and probably win the Super Bowl this year. But I just don't know who's the team in the AFC. Maybe I would probably lean towards Buffalo. But do you think the AFC is wide open?
I would say yes, just simply because of defensive issues. Buffalo would be number one right now. Kansas City, by virtue of their beatdown yesterday, I think is probably right there on their heels. The other team, too, is the Chargers. Even though they lost yesterday, they lost two offensive linemen in the middle of this game. And, I mean, it really showed itself because the Giants do have some pretty good pass rushers. And Justin Herbert was under fire the entire game. They got to figure out their offensive line. But as far as I'm sitting here, and this is one of the reasons why I still believe that New England is definitely a playoff team. Number one, their schedule. And number two, look at the injuries and look at the defenses in the AFC. There may be only two right now that really stand out. And with Christian Gonzalez coming back yesterday, maybe New England has one of the top defenses in the NFL. And maybe, just maybe, over the next 4 or 5 weeks, we'll start seeing their defensive statistics starting to get better, depending on what happens Sunday night in Buffalo.
Time for the question of the week for Boomer, brought to you by McFarland Energy, the region's most dependable provider of home heating oil delivery and expert HVAC services at McFarlandEnergy.com. Boomer, top three Bad Bunny jams and why, please?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly,
you know,
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know, because I don't speak Spanish. I'm sorry. All of his music is in Spanish. I mean, I like the rhythm, but, you know, I mean, as a Met fan last year, we had Oh My God, right? That was Candelita did that, and that was Jose Iglesias. He was the Met player who sung that song, and we love that song here. So he's got a bunch of songs that kind of mirror that kind of thing. So I don't know how that's going to go over, but good for him that he got the halftime Super Bowl deal. That's I'm happy for him, and I'm happy for his family. How's that? And you know what else I'm happy about? I'm happy about Red Sox-Yankees. I'm very happy about Red Sox-Yankees.
We were just going to ask, what do you think? We got three down there starting tomorrow night.
Well, I know they're not going to be – the Red Sox will not be intimidated. I know that. I do believe that Aaron Judge is by far and away the MVP of the American League. I know that my Mets are the biggest financial disaster in professional sports history. They had $421 million invested into this dead team, and they didn't even make it. They lost out to the Reds, of all teams, who were terrible. Oh, my God. Yeah, Terry Francona, good for him. But anyway, I think it's a 2-1 Yankees victory.
Boomer, were you at Bethpage, and did you yell anything at Rory over the weekend?
Which was very much expected by us down here in New York. You know, Gio and I did a whole thing with NBC about the Bethpage fans and what we expected. And what we saw in Rome was going to be amplified 10 times on Long Island, and it was. And, you know, some of the things that they were yelling at him, I had friends out there who were in the crowd telling me some of the stuff that was being said. It was way over the top. It was not very becoming of the golf fan down here in New York. So I don't know. I felt bad for Rory, and I felt bad for our team because we couldn't make a putt the first two days. But, you know, if Russell Henley makes one of those putts on 17 or 18, maybe the whole thing changes, and maybe the U.S. comes all the way back to win.
It was great television.
It was, but you felt bad for Rory? Come on. He comes off like such a douche throughout the entire thing.
Oh, listen, I love when women say douche. Courtney, you're right up my alley, man. This is awesome. I feel like I'm on Barstool Radio. You know, it's amazing. I saw Rory literally the week before at a golf course down here in Southampton called Sabonic. It's right next to Shinnecock, and he was out here. I think he was out here with Shane Lowry, and maybe Rasmus was with him, Hogard, and they were doing all the East End golf courses. And I wanted to boo him when I walked past him, but I just couldn't bring myself to do it because I knew in about a week's time he was going to get ripped, and he did get ripped. And I understand why he got ripped, but it's one thing. Look, you know, Courtney, I felt bad for his wife. You know, his wife is sitting there, and the crap that they were yelling at her, that's the thing where I think you crossed the line.
Of course. They threw a water bottle at her at one point,
I mean, it was ridiculous. I mean, it's embarrassing. It's ridiculous, but it was not unexpected. I mean, like Gio and I down here totally expected this thing to go off the rails. It did, unfortunately. They had to bring the state troopers in. NBC was, they were talking about it, to their credit. They were talking about it. They did bring it up. But I don't think they really, truly amplified the amount of abuse that his family and that he was taking. And that's why he reacted the way he did.
After the tie last night, are we able to determine yet who won the Micah Parsons trade?
One sack in that game last night. Micah had the only sack, but 80 points. That was like a flag football game last night. It really was. I mean, it was, and there's nothing more disappointing than a tie in the NFL. Do you guys agree?
Yes. Yes. Go to the college football rules or something. There's got to be something to determine a winner.
You know what? How about we go to the NHL rules and take offensive and defensive linemen off the field? Ooh. And then see what happens. How's that? I could
play
like
flag football. I mean, isn't that what the league is now? 7-on-7,
7-on-7, Jermaine. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Boomer, thank you as always. We'll talk to you next week.
Victory Monday, kids. Enjoy it. See
ya. WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson. Weekdays 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Patriots take down the Panthers 42-13, the final at Gillette yesterday. Drake May completed 14 of 17 passes for 203 yards and 2 touchdowns, rushing in for a third. No turnovers in this one. Go back on the Odyssey app to listen to what Mike Vrabel had to say about that. Sunday Night Football ended in a 40-40 tie between the Packers and Cowboys. And at halftime, we got the big announcement for the Super Bowl halftime show this year. Bad Bunny is your guy. And the Chiefs take down the Ravens 37-20. Baltimore also lost Lamar Jackson. He went out with a hamstring strain. He will have further evaluation done today. Monday night sees the Jets at the Dolphins at 7:15 and Bengals at Broncos at 8:15. The Red Sox clinched a wild.
Speaking of injuries, Wiggy, you and I were chuckling about Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah, that was funny.
So he does the celebration.
Yeah.
And then he goes and gets the exact same injury.
Yeah, he celebrates on the scoop score at the beginning of the game like his hamstrings bother him.
Yeah.
And then later in the game, actually his hamstring does get hurt.
Right.
Yeah, and that's karma, man.
That is karma.
And didn't he get called back on the initial one anyway?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, man. And by the way, great points from Len on Tomlin really peeing down his leg at the end of that game yesterday.
Also, how about Aaron Rodgers waving him off when he wanted to go for the field goal?
And Rodgers complaining about the travel for the Steelers to Dublin. Like, he just can't help himself.
Right. And tune in this Saturday at 9 for the Len and Curtis show.
Yeah.
We've got new imaging. It's going to be great.
Len cared.
The Red Sox clinched a wild card spot on Friday night and then went on to drop Saturday's matchup with the Tigers. They won last night 4-3. Alex Cora talked about Jose De Leon giving the Sox a great pitching performance, as featured on last night's Nissan Red Sox postgame show.
He pitched for me in winter ball. you know, when I was a GM. And throughout his career, you know, he was a top prospect for the Dodgers. He's been banged up. One thing about him, he keeps going, you know, like surgeries, and he continues. He's pitched well in this stage before. I think in the WBC, we threw a no-hitter in the last one, and he was part of it or something, you know, in Puerto Rico. So he's such a good kid. And yesterday, we called him. He was at home. He was in Puerto Rico. He flew to New York last night, and then he got here today, you know. And he told me that he was playing catch during the week. No chance he was playing catch. I follow him on Instagram. He was at the beach hanging out, I tell you.
Any relation to Ponce? Are you familiar with Ponce de León?
Ponce de León in Puerto Rico. Yeah.
In Atlanta.
What?
In Atlanta.
There's a city, Ponce, in Puerto Rico.
Yeah, but do you know what Ponce de León was? What was his quest to find?
Yes.
That led to the discovery of America.
What was that?
Can Shine? I answer it? He was looking for the Fountain of Youth.
Yes, he was.
Wow.
Fountain of Youth.
Did he find it?
Yes, he did not find it.
Shoot.
Yeah. I don't think he found it.
Yeah,
he'd still be with us.
Great. Right. You can find HGH. That's the closest thing.
They have a street in Atlanta, Ponce de León.
They do.
Yeah.
In honor of the Fountain of Youth.
Which is a Magic City.
Yeah. You think that's a thing they do on Saturday nights at Magic City.
That's what it is.
The Fountain of Youth.
Yeah, that's
okay.
What they call it.
That's what they call it. Hopefully they have some sort of a covering you can wear in the front row for that. All right,
is this like a Blue Man group show?
I don't think so, Sean. I think that he's talking about something quite different. Yes.
Just got to watch the documentary, brother.
You deserve a car that thrills you, and Nissan's got an exciting full line that'll put goosebumps on your goosebumps. Experience the thrill for yourself. Shop your local Nissan store, NissanUSA.com, today. We've got a rivalry to kick off October baseball. Tomorrow, the Sox will take on the Yankees in the Bronx. And after a terrible showing from the U.S. at the Ryder Cup this weekend, yesterday we had a big comeback from the U.S., but they were unable to close it as Euro wins it 15-13. And some big Celtics news yesterday as Al Horford is heading to Golden State. He verbally committed to a multi-year contract with the Warriors, according to his agent. That's what's trending. Coming up next, we're going to get to the news.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.